here because you're looking for the best of the best of the best, sir.
Well, that's what the New York Giants are looking for. They're looking for the best of the best of the best, sir. This is Tim, this New York Giants Talk, powered by Online Big Blue LLC. Oh, I want to talk about some sleeper picks in this coming up NFL 2024 draft. And, you know, everyone has this expectation the Giants may take a quarterback in the first round. And there's the expectations that they may go wide receiver, and some have the expectations that they could go offensive line. But with a team that has, you know, considerable dearth and talent in certain positions, it would be interesting to see where they would go. And I laugh because, you know, we have certain people saying, well, you can't take a quarterback this year. Okay, well, this is probably one of the best quarterback-laden drafts in years. Now, I'm not saying you got to grab one at six. There could be someone that could drop to second. Does Penix drop to second? I don't think so. I think after that pro day and after his 40 time and the way he's looked, I don't think he's getting past the Raiders. We've talked about that, I think, ad nauseum. So you may have to start looking deeper in the draft to find some prospects. And normally with these types of drafts, I mean, you have a very deep draft in regards to quarterbacks, in regards to wide receivers. I think you have a deep draft in reference to running backs, not in the quality in regards to star level, but guys that can come in and start, guys that can come in and contribute. I think you have the same thing about some ancillary defensive linemen as well. So the question is going to be this. The Giants, like I said, the Giants need a quarterback. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. If it's J.J. McCarthy at six, if it's Michael Penix at six, hell, it could be Drake May at six. We don't know because we never know how this draft is going to shake out. And like I said, they've gotten the blessing from Mara. He's come down from Mount Mara and said, you may draft a quarterback. So you got to be excited about that. And we've talked about that. But we got to find some sleepers. We got to find some sleeping Giants here in Giant Land. The Giants could go after maybe in the later rounds. And the first one that always comes to mind, the first ones that everyone's that like to talk about because of that impressive pro day he had with some impressive throws is going to be Joe Milton III, of course, out of Tennessee. I've talked about Joe Milton a bunch of times. I think he's a guy that if you look at physical attributes, he's got all the skills. He really does. He looks the physical part of an NFL quarterback. But when you start peeling the layers of the onion, because you always have to peel the layers of the onion, you see some things that you're just not happy about.
Now, I don't know what that means, but it sounds pretty bad.
It's not bad. It's just you're looking at a 24-year-old prospect. You know, he's had a long football journey going back to Michigan. He's been in college as long as Daniel Jones has been in the pros. He's one of these guys that when you look at him, he plays. If you want to recruit a movie for a quarterback and you want to have another Willie Beeman,
I find
that's great.
Gotta get to work. That's right.
Yes.
Come on. My name is Willie.
Creamin', I keep the ladies creamin', and all my fans got screamin'.
You can defeat me,
you're dreamin'.
I always have to remember the Willie Beeman sound effects number 48. That's why you always got the other two first. But if you're looking to recruit for that perfect Willie Beeman, that perfect specimen for a movie, it would be Joe Milton. 6'5", 235 pounds. He's got a cannon for an arm. I mean, he's literally got that bazooka that you're looking for. He can make, you know, we've said it a million times.
He can make all the throws on Sunday.
He can. He really can. He could drop it on a dime. He could throw it 50, 60 yards on a flick and drop it on a dime. I actually like his throwing motion. I started breaking down the film a little bit more. Like when we used to talk about Tommy DeVito and that elongated pitcher's windup, he's got a nice, quick throwing motion. It's quick. And it's one of those motions that if he's going to be throwing across, if he's going to be sending the ball across his body, it's a quick little motion that he can really generate some power. It's a smooth motion as well. And you have to like this, especially for a guy with such a big arm. And for a guy that's that 6'5", 235, prototypical quarterback build, you know, he has and has shown, especially at Tennessee when he was, you know, not Michigan. Let's not go back to Michigan. But he's shown he has some pocket awareness. He has some presence. He's got some maneuverability. He showcased a couple times in Tennessee, especially last year, his ability to move around the pocket, not to, you know, to avoid the rush, not automatically to take off, but, you know, we've always talked about it before, to climb that proverbial ladder. He can do that. And he's shown that. He's shown that against top flight competition. I think he's going to have to figure out his, like I said, he's going to be, to me, fourth, fifth round pick, fourth round, the highest. And I think a lot of it's going to have to do with his, basically just, you know what, we've said it before. Sometimes people are running, Daniel Jones runs a Commodore 64 in reference to processing plays. He's going to have to speed up his process a little bit. He's going to have to speed up his looks a little bit. And what he does is he compensates a lot of times for a dearth in the ability to process the plays quickly by using his velocity, which is what I would do. You know, if all of a sudden, if the play, if you break down the play late and you need to get the ball out quick and you got a huge arm, you can compensate for that. And he did that last year at Tennessee. One of those things that, you know what he reminds me of? We talked about it. I don't remember who we talked about it a couple of weeks back on one of the streams. He's got this Vince Young kind of look. And I mean this in a good way, because Vince Young just got his ass knocked out in a bar fight. But he has this look in regards to, if you don't wrap him up, he's going to take off. I always go back to that Matthias Kiwanuka tackle, or lack thereof tackle, of Vince Young a couple years back, where he had him wrapped up. He didn't hear the whistle. He thought it was thought the play was dead, and he let him go, and Vince Young ran for a touchdown. He's one of those guys. You're going to have to bring him down to the ground. You cannot sit there and hope that you have him wrapped up and hope that you're going to bring him down the ground. He's just one of those guys. And like I said, we talked about Spencer Rattler and that quick release. He's got that little flick of the wrist, Spencer Rattler, but so does Joe Milton. Joe Milton's, you know, you combine him with that arm strength and that quick little zing, you know, there is, like I said, if you're looking for a quarterback that has all the physical intangibles and has all the physical traits that you look for, you know, he would be the perfect specimen if he didn't break down his game. He would be the guy. He'd be the first overall pick. Then you start peeling, like I said, then you start peeling the layers of the onion a little bit. And his accuracy and his touch, and saying that it's inconsistent is being nice. He misses open guys. He misses open opportunities. He underthrows targets. He overthrows targets. Even trying to get the ball to the flat, sometimes he has issues. So why he's got all the physical skills and all the physical traits, that's kind of a big red flag right off the bat. And you kind of worry that at 25 going on the 24, has, you know, we've always talked about when you come in the league at 20, you know, 20, some, you know, 20 years old, 21 years old, you have this unknown. You don't know how the next 3 years how you're going to progress physically the next 3 years. Well, he's 24 going on 25. We kind of know where he's going to be physically. We kind of seen his physical peak already. So there's going to be no surprise with that. And one of the things that we just talked about is his ability to read the field. You know, he's had some performances where he's shown he takes a long time to process plays. You could say he's got a little bit of a lack of anticipation in his decision-making process. We've talked about brought that before. And the problem is, in these high-pressure situations, like I said, he's making up for his slow processing skills by using his arm strength. And that could be unpredictable at times. And it's one of those things that if he misses the opportunity, he's going to miss. And he's going to miss big. But like I said, if you're looking at a guy that's undeniably physically gifted, it's Joe Milton. He has all the physical traits. He's got all the physical attributes. If I'm ranking my quarterbacks, I've said it before, I'm going to go Williams. I'm probably going to go Williams, Daniels, Penix, May, McCarthy. Then I'm going to go Bo Nix. Then I would probably, you know what, after Bo Nix, I would probably put Joe Milton. Then I would do someone like Spencer Rattler, then Jordan Travis, then what's his name, Michael Pratt. I think those would be my top 10. So I do have him higher up on the board than I think some people do, because like I said, he is physically gifted. And if the Giants wanted to take a late round flyer on this kid, I don't see a problem with that. One of the guys I like and I keep looking at over and over again is Austin Booker out of Kansas. He transferred from Minnesota. He's basically declaring after his redshirt sophomore season. So it would have been nice if he had a little bit more experience in Kansas. But if he's another guy that if you take a look at, 6'6", 245 pounds, he kind of reminds you a little bit of Jason Pierre-Paul in reference to his size, in reference to his ability, in reference to how he can use, how he basically uses his bursts and his length. And to, I mean, I think if, like I said, if he focuses on that pass rush ability, you know, he could be a nightmare for would-be blockers. He could be a horrendous matchup. But like our old buddy
Matt from Connecticut,
who's no longer here, he's got to get a little bit bigger. I think he's going to have issues against a run. But like I said, if you're looking for a guy that's got physical, you know, he's got some physical attributes, he's a guy that you can look at. I like the kid, what's his name? Gabe Hall out of Baylor, the big defensive tackle. I think he's 6'6", almost 300 pounds. He's gone up. He had a nice showing at the Senior Bowl. He showed that he's strong. He shows that he has a presence. I think his draft stock is going to go up. I think as a player, when he went to Baylor, did he meet expectations of what he was supposed to be at Baylor? No. Because if we did, we literally wouldn't be talking about it right now. You know what I find weird, though? Someone keeps... who brought this up to me? Zagatek brought this up to me, and I thought it was interesting. If you take a look at Anthony Richardson's stats that last year, Joe Milton's got more passing yards. Joe Milton's got more touchdowns than AR5. It's still AR15 to me. He's got more passing yards. He's got more touchdowns. He's got half the amount of rushing yards. I think AR had 700. Joe's got barely three. And I think Joe's only got two less rushing touchdowns. So if you take a culmination of his total yards and touchdowns, he actually had a better season statistically than Richardson. And we all know where Richardson went. I do think that's interesting. I did look that up a little bit. I'm still thinking about Gabe Hall, though. I was looking at scouting boys. He's got a 35 inch arm reach. You know, we always talk about, you don't want to be like Justin Pugh with those little alligator arms. Hey, look at me. I got these little alligator arms. And Justin Pugh didn't have a problem. Except when he came back this year, he had a little bit of a problem. But I mean, it's if we're looking at guys, and like I said, if we're looking at guys that can fit that physical build, I think, you know, these are like three guys that I would take a look at. I wouldn't mind taking a look at it a little bit later in the draft. Like I said, maybe within round 5 through 7, I think they would be interesting selections if the Giants went that way. The kid out of Oregon, what's his name? Jackson. He's one of those big corners that I love. He reminds me of the Marquez guys back in those days. He's at 6'4". He's 6'4". Yeah. He ran a pretty good, 4.5, I think, at Indianapolis. And I think they're talking about moving him to safety because of his size. And I think that's he's one of those guys that, I think he could move up into day two. You know, a big kid. Like I said, if you look at Giants are going to be looking for a safety. Yusef Corker's not out there. But if you're looking for a safety, he's a guy that the Giants could take a look at. I think it would be an interesting I think it'd be interesting because the fact, like I said, he's probably, because of his size, he's probably going to be one to move into the safety position, but I would still try him out of corner. And right now you don't have that CB2. And I'm not 100%. I'm not saying Banks is going to have a bad year, but I'm not 100% sold yet on Mr. Banks yet, because he's going to be going into his sophomore season. And he doesn't have the security blanket right now of Adoree Jackson on the other side. So it's going to be interesting. A lot of interesting things. Like I said, we got to take a look at that big old Joe Milton and some other players. We're going to talk more about this today at 12:15 Monday with R0B. We're going to have that live stream, our normal Monday live stream, because we missed Sundays. And as always, don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to ring that bell, because you want to know why. That'd be awesome.